Now, we spoke about the Kishon protocol, which tonight God told me to speak part two. The Kishon protocol, it is a protocol in the prophetic ministry that we use, where when you use this protocol, God over 10 things, the strength of the enemy becomes his downfall. If the enemy's strength is in his weapons, his own weapons will rise against him. If the enemy's weapons are lies, her own lies will rise against and she will fall. Somebody say a protocol in the spirit. God looks at the strength of your enemy. So he looks at you, and here you are. Someone is lying about you, trying to bring you down. God says, okay, we're going to use your own system. To what? To bring you down. I prophesy in the name of Jesus that in this season, God will use the enemy's strengths and turn them, and every weapon they're using against you shall become their downfall.
Amen. I receive it.
Now, we read the scripture where we saw Balak in the protocol of Harod. And we read a scripture also in the book of Judges, where we saw prophetess Deborah being used mightily. Are you here right? Being used what? In releasing prophetic messages. And those prophetic declarations she made became prophetic reinforcements and warfare reinforcements to an extent that every word she spoke happened in the warfare.
Amen.
Not only that, we see scripture saying that Barak, he even said, I will not go to the war alone if you will not go with me. And then we see that the man who was going to war, Barak, the Bible says that he actually took along a woman. For the first time in modern war or ancient war history, we see a woman in the front line. You didn't hear this. War in the whole Old Testament, in ancient history, war in the modern history, they don't put women on the front line. Am I talking to you?
Yes.
If you see a woman going to war, she does not go on the front line. She'll be serving like a nurse, like some will be actually in the logistics, but not in the front line. Front line, they put men. Forget about all these issues of gender equality. When it comes to war, men have to fight. You get it?
Yes.
War is war. So they put men in there. But this man said, I will not fight this battle without you. I will go with you. So now Barak is standing in the battlefield like this. And he's facing the soldiers with a prophetess here. Now, you didn't hear that. And the Bible says, he said, if you will not go with me, I am not going. And listen, the battles of Old Testament, you would not become a king if you're fighting from behind. Kings, for you to be a king, you must be the one in front, and it must be you defeating the enemy. That's when you are becoming a king. That's why King Saul died on the wall, because he was a king, but he was going to fight. Not the wars of nowadays. Now imagine Barak says, I will not go to the battle without you. For the first time, we see a divine protocol where someone takes someone who's a prophet to the warfare. There are battles we are going to fight this season together.
Amen.
This is not when you pray alone at home. No, I will join you.
Amen.
The battle you want to go through right now, or we are going through right now, I will join you.
Amen.
And let's fight together. Let's see what's going to happen.
Amen.
Someone said the Kishon Protocol.
The Kishon Protocol.
So what's Kishon? We shared this word, but we're going to say it again for the advantage. For those who never had this opportunity to listen to this sermon. So Kishon is a river. It is a river that King Sisera and his kingdom relied on. Are you here, somebody? He what? He relied on. We did share that this Kishon River, it became the fortress or the stronghold of King Sisera. You would not go and fight him without crossing this river. Because they themselves knew the river very well. They knew which part is shallow. Am I talking to you? So when they are coming to attack you, they will just go straight on that place where it's shallow and walk through. Maybe the water will be on their knees or... And then they would cross it and they'll come attack everyone they want to attack and run away. And cross the same river. And you want to cross, you all die because you won't even know the location where it's. So for years, this was his methodology. His process of attacking people continued. He had a great army, like no any army like that in the whole world. And he meets a person by the name Barak. And I told you that Barak was anointed by God, but he never knew what the anointing on him could do. We have so many Baraks today. People who are anointed. And in fact, when you ask them like this, they'll be like, ah, Papa, me, aye. It's too much. What are you saying? Aye. The problems are what? It's too much for me. Me, I'm struggling. Yo. Do you understand why? Because they don't know the anointing. So the Bible says a prophetess called for him and said, Mr. Barak, we have enemies coming here. Are you not aware that you are anointed? That's what Deborah said. Scripture says, and Deborah said, are you not anointed? Commander. Am I talking to you? Then she sent and called for Barak, the son of Abinoam from Kadesh. And so imagine, he wasn't even in the proximity. He wasn't even closer to the prophetess. And the prophetess called the way I have called for you for crossover. You didn't hear me. The way I have what? The way I've called for you to come for crossover. The prophetess called for this person. See where he was staying. It says, the son of Abion from Kadesh in Naphtali. It is 12 kilometers away from where Deborah was. And 12 kilometers of nowadays of driving, don't compare it with the 12 kilometers of walking. So between where he was in Kadesh in Naphtali and where the prophetess was, there were so many villages and people. And there were giants. And this man was in a location where nobody could think there were someone of you here. Forgotten, not known. You can't even think of me. And yet he was anointed. We have people like that in church. Not none. Nobody's. People think they're useless. They even get pushed in church. Not knowing in 2 years from now, it is them who will build the church. I'm trying to talk to somebody and you can't hear me. And there are people. Am I trying to talk to somebody really?
Yes.
They carry the anointing, but they don't even know they have that anointing. When I'm declaring to say, you do this, they just say, I receive for the sake of a habit of saying I receive. But deep down their heart, they're like, no, this is not me. When I say you touch $1 million, they're like, I receive. But in their mind, let's be truthful. They don't even think I'm talking to them. You know why? Because, are you here, right?
Yes.
Because there is an anointing in them. They don't even know what that anointing can do.
Yes.
So the prophetess said, now they called for him. The man came. Are you not aware you have been anointed? Commander. See the scripture there. It says, has not the Lord of Israel commanded, go and make money in business. Go. And deploy troops at Mount Tabor. Are you seeing something? That he's being told about a mountain that God has not commanded you to deploy troops, and the man has no troops. When a prophecy is given, it doesn't matter whether you are a commander in the army or not.
Uh-huh.
But scriptures are saying, hasn't God commanded you? Hasn't God made you a commander over a group of troops, and that you should command them to be there? As long as there's prophecy, the rest is history.
Amen.
You don't need a connection to be employed to go into the army. You don't even need everything will happen until you become a commander of those soldiers.
Amen.
I don't care what's going to happen around you, but I stand here on the Kishon Protocol.
Uh-huh.
I speak a word of prophecy. God is opening some doors for you. And listen to me. How those doors will open is none of my business. As long as I've spoken this word of prophecy, things will begin to work together to make the prophecy happen. There are certain things you are praying for. Some of you here, you are praying for, you are fasting. You are doing everything right. Allow today. Let's change the strategy.
Yes.
Can we change the strategy of warfare?
Yes.
Somebody say, we are changing the strategy.
We are changing the strategy.
Am I talking to you?
Yes.
Instead of you fighting,
yes.
Instead of Barak fighting,
yes.
It was the river of Kishon that flooded and it carried all the soldiers of Sisera. Now, in Judges chapter 5, verse 20, let's start from verse 20 and verse 21, and we're going to jump verse 28, 29, 30. So let's start from verse 20.
They fought from the heavens. The stars from their constants fought against Sisera. The torrent of Kishon swept them away. That ancient torrent, the torrent of Kishon, oh my soul, march on in strength.
28.
The mother of Sisera looked through the window and cried out through the lattice.
That's why I want you to hear this part.
Why is his chariot so long in coming? Why tarries the clatter of his chariots? Her wisest ladies answered her. Yes, she answered herself. Are they not finding and dividing the spoil? To every man a girl or two. For Sisera, plunder of dye garments, plunder of garments embroidered and dyed. 2 pieces of dyed embroidery for the neck of the router. Thus let all your enemies perish, O Lord, but let those who love him be like the sun when he comes out in full strength.
All right.
So the land had rest for 40 years.
For how many years?
40 years.
You rest from this battle for 40 years. Now your receiving is not clear.
I receive.
Somebody say for 40 years. Not 2 days. Am I talking to somebody right here? The Bible says God fought. Can you imagine? Stars began to fight from heaven. Until the mother of Sisera began crying. When she saw days are going, Sisera is not coming back. They were swept away that no one escaped to go and tell the people to say, we have died. You're not getting it. They were all swept away by the floods. And the mother was still waiting at home to say, when is he coming? 1 year, he's not coming. Then she's like, maybe they have defeated the enemy and they have carried so many goods. Another year, third year, fourth year, and to how many years?
40 years
waiting. What God is about to do with your life is a full stop. I say what God wants to do in your family is a full stop. There have been fights. Just to get married, you are fighting. To get married as a family, no one gets married. You have to fight. You have to go through problems. God is putting a full stop. And it will remain like this for the next 50 years. You shall race from these battles for 50 years. Some of you, just to have a financial breakthrough, you work so hard. You try everything. You do all you can, but there are problems. It's like your life is full of battles and fighting just to have a breakthrough. But the Lord says, I'm putting a full stop tonight. There's a Kishon victory coming. The Kishon victory coming. In the name of Jesus, you shall rest for 50 years. You shall rest for 70 years. Somebody say, not again. Say it louder, not again. Say, in the name of Jesus,
the strategy is changing.
The Lord is fighting from above.
The Lord is causing the strength of my enemy
to become a weapon
to my advantage.
Say, in the name of Jesus. His own river, Sisera. Kishon was a river for Sisera in his own country. When they're like, this is what we do. When we want to attack them, we cross here. We cross at a shallow river. The day they wanted to do that, that's the day the river said, we are now flooding. Am I talking to you? The Lord is going to use the weak points of the enemy.
Yes.
He's going to use what you think is your weakness to become your strength.
Yes.
Hear this. I want to show you this. I want to show you this. You know? Are you ready for this?
Yes.
The word Kishon, I shared this with you, is the word kasha, which means hard. In Exodus 7 verse 14, can you read that one?
So the Lord said to Moses, Pharaoh's heart is hard.
Okay, stop there. He refuses to let the people go. The word hard there is the word kash, the same word kishon. There are people right now you are dealing with. They have just hardened their hearts against you. Am I talking to somebody right here? They need the Kishon protocol. Will reverse their own hardiness. It was the hardiness of Pharaoh's heart that even made him lose his own firstborn son. And eventually he lost the whole barracks of army. They were all drowned in the lake. I decree in the name of Jesus, every hardiness of the enemy,
yes,
it will become your advantage.
I receive.
You may not know what I'm talking about, but some of you are fighting battles you don't know where they're coming from.
Yes.
If in your family, the enemy had put a spirit of hardiness to let you go. The Bible says, for his heart had become hard, he refuses to let the people go. What is verse 15 saying? Verse 15 says what, Prophet Hara?
Go to Pharaoh in the morning when he goes out to the water, and you shall stand by the river bank to meet him. And the rod which was turned to a serpent, you shall take in your hand.
Go ahead.
And you shall say to him, the Lord God of the Hebrews has sent me to you, saying, let my people go, that they may save me in the wilderness. But indeed, until now, you would not hear. Thus says the Lord, by this you shall know that I am the Lord. Behold, I will strike the waters which are in the river with the rod that is in my hand, and they shall be turned to blood.
Are you seeing the Kishon protocols? A river again is being used. Am I talking to you? Listen to me. A river is being used again. And scripture says, and I want you to understand this. Scripture says, because his heart is what? Hard. Do you understand the whole Egypt? All the river, water from the taps, it was blood that was coming out. His own river, his own water turned against him and it became blood. They couldn't drink water. There are people who have made these systems to bring you down. Their own systems rise against them. Any witchcraft that was made against you, their own witchcraft will rise and fight them. I speak, you are a child of God. You are anointed. I reverse every weapon of the enemy. Sarohanda kepaya. Rakuya amande vehikas. Latuvahande kepa. Ralush inta fahata. Rakia mahandes. Sorakata. I declare in the name of Jesus. Right now, every weapon the enemy is cooking, preparing. Be it physical, spiritual, financial, economical, every weapon will not reach you. The Lord will reverse every weapon that is coming against you. Somebody say, in the name of Jesus, I receive this prayer. Number two, the same word Kishon, it also means severe. In Deuteronomy 1:17, the Bible reads,
you shall not show partiality in judgment. You shall hear the small as well as the great. You shall not be afraid in any man's presence, for the judgment is God's. The case that is too hard for you, bring to me. I will hear it.
That word hard is the word severe, is the word kasha. It says the situation that is too hard,
bring it to me.
Bring it to me. It says, bring the Kishon. I will use my protocol. It says, any situation that is too hard, that is too difficult, bring it to me. Read again that verse. Read in NIV as well.
Do not show partiality in judging. Hear both small and great alike. Do not be afraid of anyone, for judgment belongs to God. Bring me any case too hard for you. I will hear it.
Bring any case how?
Too hard for you. I will hear it.
Say with me, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Say it again. Say, in the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
I bring every hard situation.
I bring every hard situation.
Every difficult situation.
Every difficult situation.
Every Kishon situation.
Every Kishon situation.
In the presence of Almighty.
In the presence of the Almighty.
Almighty God.
Almighty God.
Solve it for me.
Solve it for me.
Let's finish now. Another word for Kishon is the same word, stubborn. In Jeremiah 5 verse 3. Now look at this. We have got hardy situations, severe situations, stubborn situations.
Oh Lord, are not your eyes on the truth? You have stricken them, but they have not grieved. You have consumed them, but they have refused to receive correction. They have made their faces harder than rock. They have refused to return.
Thank you. King James Version. It says what? Oh Lord, are not thy eyes upon the truth? Thou hast stricken them, but they have not grieved. Can you imagine God after striking the enemy, but the enemy still coming after you?
Stubbornness.
You are not getting it. You have fasted, but the situation is still there. You have prayed, but the situation is what? Wait. Am I talking to somebody here? Do I have someone who says, Major One, that sounds like me? Put in NIV. Maybe they should hear it in NIV properly. It says what? I want you to hear yourself in this one.
Lord,
I want you to hear yourself in what you're dealing with.
Lord, do not your eyes look for truth? You struck them, but they felt no pain.
Imagine.
You crushed them, but they refused correction. They made their faces harder than stones, and they refused to repent.
That word harder is the word what?
Stubborn.
Kishon. Stubborn. There are things, there are demonic entities, spirits, principalities, that no matter how you may command them to leave, no matter how God may deal with them, they are still coming after you. You even say, but is this going to come out? Is this going to end? When you see this, that's where the whole teaching of tonight is very important, because we want to identify our kishons. Each one of you, as I'm teaching right now, begin to find out who is your kishon. What is your kishon? Find out any situation that no matter how you have prayed harder, it is true there. Your kishon could be a sickness. Your kishon could be a system that you are fighting with at your workplace. Your kishon could be your family background. Your kishon could be your marital status. You have prayed to get married and you can't. Some of your kishon could be actually a work, a job. There are things that are happening that they are resisting to change. Some of your kishon could be barrenness. You want to have a child, but the enemy actually is trying to fight you. But we want to do something right now. We want to use the same kishon. We want to reverse it. We want to put in a protocol.
Yes.
Somebody say protocol.
Protocol.
And God told me something that I should do. And I know some of you may not understand it, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Yes.
I'm going to take one of the stones from my altar here.
Yes.
This stone. I'm going to pray for it. This stone.
Yes.
The Bible says stars joined Barak and they fought on the behalf of Barak. Stones were falling from heaven and began to hit the soldiers until they were no more. As I raise this stone,
yes.
My God, as I raise this stone as a protocol in the spirit, every battle you have fought for a long time, it has to end now. I hold this stone as a point of contact on spiritual warfare protocols. May Almighty God rise for you. May He fight your battles. In the mighty name of Jesus. I said, in the mighty name of Jesus. May He rise and scatter your enemies. Your enemy could be a sickness.
Yes.
Your enemy could be stagnation.
Yes.
Your enemy could be poverty.
Yes.
Your enemy could be loneliness.
Yes.
Your enemy could be barrenness.
Yes.
But the Lord is rising in power.
I
say the Lord is rising in power. Somebody raise up your two hands and shout, I receive in the name of Jesus.
I receive in the name of Jesus.
The same verse. Let's go to Good News Translation.
Jeremiah 5, verse number 3. Surely the Lord looks for faithfulness. He struck you, but you paid no attention. He crushed you, but you refused to learn. You were stubborn and would not turn from your sins.
The word is stubborn. You see that word is stubborn?
Oh, yes.
Stubborn spirits.
Yes.
That even if God punishes them, they don't change.
Uh-huh.
How many of you have fasted and prayed and commanded things to change, and the same situation is still there? In fact, some of you, the situation is becoming even worse.
Yes.
And you are praying because you are dealing with the stubborn spirits.
Uh-huh.
And this is why when we are dealing with the Kishon protocol, we first of all identify what is my Kishon.
Uh-huh.
Which areas am I facing Kishons?
Uh-huh.
Which areas there are things are hard, severe, stubborn. And we are saying in the name of Jesus,
yes,
that the power of God Almighty is going to change things.
Yes.
There was one family that came to me. The problem of drug addiction was severe over their child. Severe. And I used the same protocol. I said, the way severe it is for your child to be addicted, it will be also severe.
Oh, yes.
How he will avoid them.
Amen.
That boy, until today, he does not want to hear the word drug.
Uh-huh.
He's addicted to avoid them.
Uh-huh.
You didn't hear me.
Yes.
He is what?
Addicted to avoid
them. He is now addicted to avoid them.
Uh-huh.
We use the Kishon protocol.
Yes.
Where the same strength of the enemy,
uh-huh,
is changed.
Hallelujah.
And it joins you to fight the battle.
Amen.
Your addiction, your weakness.
Yes.
God can turn it. Am I trying to talk to somebody right now? Everyone who's watching me right now, the Lord is reversing things.
Yes, sir.
May God fight your battles in the name
in
of
Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you.
I say, may God fight your battles in the name of Jesus.
Yes.